American churchianity doesn't understand this. Jesus came as a baby in a manger one time. He came to seek and save the lost, right? He came to be the perfect Lamb of God. And then he shed his blood, died, and he rose again, right? So that's the Jesus. No problem, sir. That's the Jesus that came. When he comes a second time, he's the same Jesus with a different mission. That was a mission to save. Okay? So for 2,000 years, the gospel has been going out, and the churches have become corrupted by Satan in the world. Jesus is not coming back to save anymore. He's coming back to collect his elect and judge and separate everyone else and destroy with fire. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9 says he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. It's the same Jesus with a different mission. He's going to come with the sword out of his mouth, an iron rod, and fire. He's the fiery lion of Judah. He's going to destroy Danny Gokey and all of these worldly musicians unless they repent.
Danny Gokey doesn't follow God.
Well, Danny Gokey, by his fruit, does not follow God.
He's
a worldly, carnal man that tried to be an American idol. That's not of God. He goes on TBN, that is the Word of Faith heretical group. He's worldly, he's carnal. He sells the things of God. Jesus made a whip in John 2. A whip that he used on people and animals and turned tables over because they were making merchandise of God's people for mammon.
Right.
$70 to $100 to get into this goat farm.
So if this was a free concert, you wouldn't have any.
No, that's not it. That's one part of it. This is not biblical music. Fleshly, moving, dancing, jumping. That's not of God.
What
you know what the
music?
You know what the joy of the Holy Spirit is in the New Testament? Anybody study the Bible here?
Yes.
Inner calm. Cheer.
What about
David whirled one time in front of the Ark of the Covenant. Look it up. He whirled. Look at this. I'm doing what David did.
Okay.
He whirled one time in front of the Ark of Covenant because they got it back. I'd do that too if I was representing God. We're in the new covenant.
Praise God with symbols.
We're in the new covenant.
Strings,
Jesus never
hearts.
Danced. Paul never danced. John the Baptist never danced. They never even used instrumental music.
Jesus
they used their
wedding,
lips.
Turning water into wine. How do you know what he did?
What do you mean? Are you saying he was a drunkard?
But he definitely turned water into wine.
Do you know about Israeli weddings?
Yes.
They were a festival event, but they didn't have drunkenry.
Dude,
so are you saying Jesus, because his enemy said, he was a wine bibber, a drunkard, and a glutton.
You gotta listen.
Are you an enemy of Jesus?
Listen, I'm trying to tell you what the Bible says. He turned water into wine. We can argue all day what that wine
What does wine have to do with this? I don't even know if they serve alcohol
you're
here.
Talking about,
this is
you're
carnal,
talking about
worldly, and sinful.
In front of the Lord or dancing and doing all this stuff.
Yeah, it's not. It's not of God. They don't sell the things of God. Any gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. People that are tattooed up, that wear crosses. This man, I love you. He got a cross in his ear for decoration that Jesus died and shed his blood on. Now, if Jesus was killed with a machine gun, he'd have a machine gun hanging from his ear. This is paganism and rank, rank hypocrisy. In fact, he didn't even die on a cross. He died on a stake, a tree. Look it up. Cross is a Roman pagan Catholic symbol.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, sir.
No, I'm saying how he died doesn't matter.
It does, sir. You know why?
He died for our sins.
Do you know why? See, you guys need to go deeper in the Bible. In Deuteronomy, it says everyone who dies on a tree is cursed. In Galatians 3, it says Jesus died on a tree. He became a curse for us.
He
didn't die on a Roman Catholic tree. He became a curse for us so that we could be set free to not follow false churchianity and flesh, to follow in spirit and in truth. So I'm just giving you the truth because I love you and care for you. This place is a wicked goat farm. We showed up peacefully, and the first thing the security guard did was try to grab me and push me off a public sidewalk. This is the fruit of this wicked, corrupt place. And the police showed up and said, he's perfectly fine. Leave him alone. This happens everywhere we go. Because Jesus said you'll be hated. If you guys were a band, you're not a band? You're not playing at this?
No.
You're not? Okay. If you were a band and you were up there playing, you're loved by the world like Danny Gokey. Jesus said you'll be hated. Test yourselves. Whether you guys belong to church systems, they're of the world, they're corrupt, itchy-eared, easy-believe, come as you are, live the way you are, we're all a bunch of sinners. The Bible doesn't call God saints sinners anywhere. The only time saints become sinners is when I choose sin. I'm living in sin, and the Bible says, repent, sinner, or you're gonna lose your soul. Be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, you become a saint again. You don't live in willful sin. Romans 10 says there's no sacrifice for your willful sin. worldliness, men, is willful sin. James 4:4, to be a friend of the world. That word friend means fond of. If any of you, my wife, my young brother, and I am fond of the world, sports, politics, entertainment, pride and vanity and fashion, if we're fond of that, we're an enemy of God. That's what the Bible says. And in Proverbs 6:17, my young brother, it's tragic. I got to bring him to see these things. He's not married. These women walking in that look and act and dress just like the world, showing off all their wares, coming to a Christian event with crosses on, saying they're born of God. Proverbs 6:17 says, an abomination to God is the shedding of innocent blood and a proud look. Also throw in homosexuality is an abomination. But so is a proud look. So is a lying tongue. Do you see how the American church system has brought the standard of God way down here? And Jesus said, your righteousness must surpass that of the Pharisees. If you love me, keep my commandments, follow after me. Without holiness, no one's going to see God. Come out of the world and seek Christ in spirit and truth. You guys have been really gracious. I'm not going to bother you no more. We love you. Anybody want a gospel card?
No, sir. Good,
Don'tperish.com. Check it out. You sure you're not a band playing here? You guys look like it.
What makes us look like we play?
I'm sorry?
What makes us look like we play music?
There's a band playing here called like 7-11th or something, and you guys kind of look like them. VIP, seventh time down. That's it. Are you seventh time down?
No.
You're not with seven time down. Why does your tag say with seven time down?
I'm working in the back.
But why would your tag say seventh time down?
That's what they gave all of us.
Would they really lie so much to say they're not them?
I think that one guy that you saw the VIP on, he looks kind of like this.
That those look like him. We'll be able to look it up.
Yeah.
Man, if they would lie and they're not, that's something. I said, are you guys playing on stage there? They all said no before you guys walked up. And then I said, are you sure? Are you sure? Hey, you guys are back. Huh?
My friend just did a set, so.
Yeah. I think I just talked to a bunch of the roadies. 7-11 or something? 7-11?
Yeah.
There's a roadie group. They said they look like band members. The guy's got tats and crosses all over his ears. And I said, are you with a band? No. I said, are you a roadie with them? He's like, yeah, we're roadies. They were mocking me. But I think that was the roadies or something there. They listened to the gospel and everything for quite a while. It was awesome. We're telling the truth. How can we help you, gentlemen? You came back out. Got any questions? So you just come to see this, or are you with it?
We just came to see it.
I came to see it. I guess my friend is performing one of his sets.
He's performing?
Yeah, he just did a set.
Yeah. You know, what should alarm you is Jesus didn't put on music concerts.
Yeah.
Neither did Paul. Neither did John the Baptist. What did they do?
Preach the word.
They preached the gospel.
I think the thing is, though, is that Christian music can still make an impact with the gospel. It has to be done right.
No, actually, it's not. That's untrue, young man, because here's why. Because you can't do anything for God outside of what God says he wants done. Have you ever heard of Leviticus 10 and two priests that brought strange fire? Two priests, God said, bring fire like this. They brought strange fire in. Brother, what happened to them?
God burned them to a crisp.
God burned them to a crisp because they brought strange fire in. Okay? So you can't bring that which God didn't ordain. So you're putting music on because people like music, but that's fleshly. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. So you got to worship God the way he wants it. And this is not God's way. They didn't even use instruments in the New Testament. Did you know that? Why? This is beautiful. You know why? The Old Testament, there was no indwelling Holy Spirit. All they had was an outside expression. They were dead on the inside. In the New Testament, guess who the instrument is today? We are. Via the Holy Spirit, and Paul says, sing with your lips, make a melody unto the Lord from your heart. So, for you know how long it was after Christ came before the New Testament body in history ever used instruments? 900 years. You know who brought the organ in And from one organ brought in, now you have this goat farm, the Roman Catholics. 900 years it was singing with our voices. You know why? Because if you hear me and my brother sing with just our voices, you ain't going to feel like dancing. You're not going to be moved in your flesh. But if you're a godly man by the Spirit, you might be moved in your spirit and go, wow, that's beautiful. Two people singing to God. But what am I doing? Look at me. I used to be worthy, heavy metal. You walk in those places, the first thing in your body, right? Come on, right? You walk in your man. Oh, man. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Before you know it, everybody doing that. That of spirit or flesh. That's why you came off of this. So you can't use, I mean, I could use porn if I use that strategy, pragmatism. I could use porn, ready? I'm gonna take a porn magazine, and on the inside of it, when you flip open the top cover, it's got a naked lady on it. See how I'm gonna use porn to glorify God? Something sinful, than to give them some truth. You're using something sinful that God didn't ordain to try and get truth to God.
So to clarify, are you saying that music is sinful?
Instrumental, fleshly, false music like this is sinful, yeah. Absolutely
but
sinful.
Singing those voices is.
That's what Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2. Keep the traditions I've handed down.
Okay.
That's what we're supposed to be keeping.
Okay.
Yep. And so if you worship God, you love Him His way. You do things His way. You can't make it your way. How did that work out for the Israelites when Moses went on the mountain and they said, He ain't come back. Aaron, make us our own God. How'd that work out for them? Do you know what Moses made them do with that golden idol? You? People tell me, oh, you're too hard for each other. I'm like, oh, you know hard. I know John the Baptist. John knew hard. Moses, the same guy who called the priesthood to himself, and all the men came to him, and he said, whoever didn't come to us, draw your swords and go kill your neighbor. Go read it. 3,000 men died that day. They hacked them to death because they wouldn't serve God. That's the Old Testament. Moses grinds up the golden calf into powder, made him drink it. Go look it up. Imagine a bunch of gold dust in your belly. That ain't going to come out the dross too well. God is an angry, fiery God, and the only grace you're going to get is Jesus Christ. But you got to be, my young brother said, in Him by the biblical ark. And all this compromise that you're doing is not pleasing to God. That God is angry with the wicked every day. Wicked are people that sin. This is wicked. Wicked is sin. It's not Adolf Hitler. It's not a mass murderer. If you talk with a dirty mouth, you're wicked. You look at girls and lust, you're wicked. If you go outside of God's order and do carnality and call it of Jesus, you're wicked. If you preach a false gospel and doesn't call you out of the world, you're wicked. And brother, tell them, these young men, what it says in Psalm 5:5 and 11:5. Talking about the wicked. Yep. Psalm 11:5 and 5:5 says God hates those that do violence and hates the wicked. Hates them. He hates them. But yet everybody in American church and he says, love, love, love. Jesus is all love. Jesus is not all love. The police officers are not all nice. If you and I start fighting, are they going to be nice and stand there and watch us? What are they going to do, young man? They're going to come and tase us and haul us away. So they got to stop. Everybody's got to stop making Jesus this one-dimensional, long-haired, feminized, let's just all love and get along, man, whatever. We're all a bunch of sinners. I died so you could live in your sin. Jesus did not die so you could stay living in your sin. And Romans and Hebrews 10, there's no sacrifice for willful sin. You've got to come out. This is full of sin. How come everybody going in there looks and acts and lives worthy if they claim Jesus?
So by, just to clarify, what I mean, like acting worthy.
Girls showing their bodies off, men showing their bodies off, guys tatted up, guys wearing makeup, girls wearing makeup. That's pride that God says in Proverbs 6 is an abomination to them. Does that sound godly to you?
I don't think it's necessarily, I mean, obviously there's a line, like modesty is obviously is key. And, you know, I agree with you on the gospel, you have to repent of our sins and believe in Christ.
But believing means obeying it. Did you know God dressed us in Genesis 3 by shedding blood and putting us in tunic-like garments to cover our forms up, and it never changed? Never changed. Do you know women are supposed to cover their heads? 1 Corinthians 11? Never changed. You're laughing.
No, I'm not in a disrespectful way. Because I've actually had conversations about that lately.
It's cloth. It's a cloth veil. It's a sign for angels. You see, my wife covers her head. You got it. The woman's got to be head covered, otherwise she's ashamed before God. men are supposed to be uncovered when they talk about the things of God. That would include you with your hat. Talking about the things of God is prophesying the word of God. So your head's covered, that's disrespectful before God. If you went to a baseball game or a funeral, you wouldn't have a hat on in respect. You'd take it off. That's where it came from, 1 Corinthians 11. Respect God, men's heads should be uncovered. But God actually dressed us in Genesis 3, killed animals, covered us. It never changed. All the Old Testament priests, all the Old Testament prophets wore a robe and a tunic to cover them. Everybody in the New Testament did. And if you are children of God and you repent and you come out of the world in this corrupt way and you follow Christ, you will get a robe of righteousness one day, not a t-shirt and shorts. Okay? And what do you think marked God's people? You know, you don't just love God in your heart. We already talked about that. My wife is around here somewhere. Okay. I love her with my heart and my actions. If you love God with your heart and your actions, you should be obeying outwardly as well as inwardly. But these Christians aren't, and you aren't. You and the other men aren't. Maybe nobody's ever taught you this. You guys go to a church system. You go to a church system. What's the name of it? Grace Fellowship. So it's like probably non-denominational. Yeah, so they still keep the evangelical system of Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. They're linked with the world. Sunday is the Lord's Day. Timed out worship services. This type of emotional music. You know where that whole system came from? You can't find that in the Bible. You know where that came from? Ready? Let me help you. A building. God did away with his building. A building. Seats of paying customers. Paid performers. Timed out services. What did I just describe to you? It ain't in the Bible. Huh?
Service.
I just described to you the American church services. You know where it came from? The Greek theater system. It's not from the Bible. The Roman Catholics modeled it and took it. The evangelicals kept it going. The non-denoms keep doing it. I'm going to church. You don't go to church. We are his body. We live that way every day. And I know you guys all know, and you're probably that way too. People go to church. They worship God, so-called, in a building. You don't worship God in a building. And then they go into the world and they watch the Super Bowl, they watch Netflix, they watch movies, they go to the beach and walk around in their underwear, they live worldly and carnal. That is not God's people. That is not God's people. Those are false converts. Ghosts that need to come out of that church system and come out of the culture and be transformed by the renewing of their mind.
What would it take? How much would I give up? Like, what am I proving?
Everything. Jesus said, lose your life to find it. Jesus said you can't serve two masters. You know what you're proving to God? That you love him so much you'll give up everything. You find a young woman and you want to marry her one day, and she goes, yeah, I'll marry you, but you know, you got to give up your old life. And you go, I got to give up my old life, all my old friends, old girlfriends, everything I want to do to be with you? Yeah, I love you. Will you do that for me? What am I proving to you if I do it? Proving that you love her.
Right.
This is what God said. You want to prove to God that you love him? Lose your entire life. If your church is more important, your family, your friends, let's say you want to follow Christ and he doesn't. But you're not biblical. You love him, man. You got to leave him behind because he's outside of the truth of God, and you've got to go and be a witness to him. But the Bible says in Romans 16, 17, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. You don't stay with them. If your church won't repent and come out of the world and come out of their feminism and their worldliness and their pagan holidays, you can't stay with them. You love them more than you love God then. You got to come out. You got to repent. You got to come out.
Which church do you go to?
How many ecclesias is the word church? Called out ones. How many is there for Paul?
For Paul?
There's one. We belong to that one. And we will gather with only true saints that are blood-bought by that one. But we won't unite with people that compromise in worldliness and sin. The Bible tells us to put those people outside of the body. So we belong to the body of Christ.
Well, where do you congregate? Where do you...
We're congregated today. There's my brother. There's my wife. Sure. We know other saints. We'll congregate with people that are holy. But you can't congregate with 100 people that are compromised and living like the world. That's false fellowship. That's fellowship idolatry. You make the fellowship more important than the truth of God? Jesus said in the last days, will there be any faith left when he returns? You realize that? These church systems are all going to be destroyed by Christ when he comes back. Okay, then you can't be part of it. Come out of it. Follow him. Follow his true body. You know some right here. We have the fruit that we've come out of this. This is not the fruit of Christianity. This is corruption. Your pastors, your parents, your friends are all lying to you, and they've deceived you. What was it? You both go to the same church? Grace.
Grace
Fellowship right here in town?
It's like 8 miles west.
Grace Fellowship. I'll look it up. I might do a testing of them. I'm going to do a testing of River Church every year. People stand there talking in tongues. Blah, 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 blah. You guys probably don't talk in tongues. Yeah. Bunch of that here. Ladies standing by the gate. That's not tongues.
What is tongues?
Tongues? What was it in the Bible? An actual language interpreted that edified the body.
Like an acronym.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't...
That's not tongues. That's demonic. That's demonic. Satan has infiltrated. Slain in the spirit, people falling down, quivering. That's not of God. That's satanic.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, so I can't
see it. Yeah, I saw it. I got it in the video. Yeah. But yeah, you got to come out, and you got to walk in spirit and truth, and fruit that you're born of God. If you don't, you're either rebellious against the truth, or you're not truly born of God. One of two. One of two. And the only way true saints would ever walk with you is if you come out. Paul didn't walk with sinful people that claim Christ. He put them out. Jesus said, if your brother's in sin, go to him alone. Take somebody else. Take him for the body. Put him out like a publican. They won't repent. What are the churches? You guys are all full of sin. Your pastors won't deal with any sin. Other than maybe somebody comes and shoots at somebody. Or maybe if somebody has an affair, they'll probably call that one out. But there's a lot of fornication going on that nobody calls out.
I agree that. I mean, to a degree, there needs to be a reform in the church's plan.
No. Wrong. They need to throw out that system and follow God's way. Reform already happened 500 years ago. That's how you have a non-denominational evangelicalism.
Well, yeah, but the rise of prosperity gospel now, I mean, it's rampant everywhere.
But the prosperity gospel's wrong, just like your evangelical church is wrong. So careful where you point your finger. The other ones are pointing right back at you. Go, brother.
Yeah, I will say, I can't stress enough how important the truth is. The truth. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Test yourself, sir. Biblical gospel.
Divide, rightly divide the word of truth. That word divide means cut straight. We have to cut the word of God straight in context. What does it mean? Who is it written to? How do I apply this to my life? We have to cut it straight. If we're not in the truth, there's only one interpretation. Revelation 22:15 says, if you love or make a lie, you won't enter into the kingdom of God.
One lie.
If you say, well, Christmas isn't in the scriptures, but I'm going to worship God that way, even if he didn't ordain it, and you do everything else correctly, you're loving that one lie, you won't enter.
That's pretty good so far.
Because you'll stand before the judge, and Jesus will say, did you follow me in spirit and truth? My spirit told you to leave that. Did you leave that for me? If you say, no, I wanted to hold on to that. No, all my friends are
my
doing
my workers
it.
Stood before
yeah.
you.
Yeah, the work. And it's awesome. The Lord is giving you a chance. He's reaching out his hand. Seek him in spirit and truth.
Amen.
Test everything to the word of God. Prove all things. Hold fast to that, which is good.
That guy's shirt says, stay in the fire. Yeah. We talked about that. Fire is coming in judgment and Satan's false ways.
Right. And I would say, go on the website, look at the biblical teachings, reach out if you have questions.
For free.
Test everything to the word of God. If anything doesn't line up, tell us, because we want to be in the truth.
And he just said something interesting. We know the church system needs reforming. So you know there's sin and false ways there, but you're still united to it. That's going to damn you.
That doesn't mean, I think my church is solid, but...
You're feminized. You don't teach women right. You're worldly. You're keeping pagan holidays. Who told you not to come here to this corrupt festival? Danny Gokey's been part of the Word of Faith movement. Danny Gokey sells himself for $50,000 to come here.
I didn't know he was part of the Word of Faith. I don't agree with
your elders
faith,
are letting you down.
Some stranger
on the street, got to tell you.
I didn't even go. I'm probably not even going to say the same reform, but I was here for a couple of Christian
whatever. But they're selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that. They're worldly. They're carnal. They're compromised. I mean, how much more do you need, young man?
So I think there's...
If your friends play here, you need new friends.
There's
I love friends. You. You do friends.
I love you too, man. It's good to have, we don't have to agree on everything.
No, we do. There's only one interpretation. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, all speaking the same things, be united fully in one mind. He's shaking his head. How can we all agree different things and have the same Savior, same Spirit, same Word, same God? It's impossible.
Well, what I was going to say is I think there is corruption in the Christian music industry. There are people who claim Christ just to make money, right? But I've also seen God.
Name one that's godly and holy. And has come out of the world and preaches the biblical gospel. Name one. How about Chris Tomlin? You know, I saw him on the street. You can see my website. Found him on the street, and I was at a concert up in Minnesota. I rebuked him. He walked by, and I said, Chris. It was him. He turned around. I said, Chris, can I talk to you? Probably thought I wanted his autograph. I said, why are you selling the gospel, false gospel, Chris? Why are you selling music? Why are you united to the word of faith? He put his hand up and he went like this and he walked away from me. He didn't love me. He loves selling music. Chris Tomlin's a music whore. Danny Gokey's a music whore. Your friend is a music whore. Why? What's a whore? Sells her body for money. Men that sell so-called music of God for money are music whores. The word whore is all over the Bible. You think I'm extreme? It's all over the Bible. And if you practice spiritual harlotry against God, you're a spiritual whore. Christmas is a spiritual whoredom against God. Easter is a spiritual whoredom. These are pagan holidays the Roman Catholics started. You're a spiritual whore. You think spiritual whores and spiritual music whores are going to enter the kingdom of God? Holy, set-apart sheep are going to enter the kingdom of God. Washed in the blood of the Lamb, following him to redemption. Revelation 12, 11. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That's the gospel we preach to you. The word of our testimony. If your testimony isn't holy and righteous in line with Scripture, you have no testimony. And we love not our lives unto death, lest you lose your lives completely, young men, and come out of all your sin and your worldliness and your worldly church. You do not have the hope of eternal life. Those crosses you're wearing are pagan symbols. Jesus died on a tree, you know. He didn't die on a Roman cross. It's another pagan symbol that's wrong. He died on a tree because Deuteronomy says everyone who's cursed dies on a tree is cursed. In Galatians 3, it says Jesus became a curse for us. He took our sin. He died on a tree. The word storos, cross, means tree or stake. That's a Roman Catholic lie. And we're not to adorn our bodies. If Jesus died by machine gun fire, would you hang a machine gun on your neck? How about a noose at the hunger? Would you have a noose on your neck? Do you see how corrupt this is? And none of your dads or your elders or your pastors are teaching you rightly. They're deceiving you. Unless you repent, you're going to lose your soul. We love you. Any other questions before we go? We got to go back.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, man. I just think, you know, I think what we believe aligns with the word.
No, it doesn't. Okay. We just stood here and told you. I think he knows it. You're a man pleaser trying to find unity, and I can't do it. I love you, but you and I could never be united. Neither could him until you guys say, you know what? We're done. This young man had to come out of Lutheran faith. He gave up his career as a graphic designer. He turned and left his worldly parents because they wanted the world and false Jesus. He turned and left and never went home and said goodbye to his parents. He literally dropped his nets to follow Jesus. It's the only way 9 months later he's standing here. If he'd have went back with mom and dad, compromise, well, I think we're all kind of on the same path. He'd still be back in his old state. Now he's striving on, proclaiming the kingdom of God in righteousness and truth, and hopefully he's a light to you young men to show. An old man can do it, an old woman can do it.
Yeah.
A young man can do it.
Check out my testimony on the website. You can listen to my testimony.
I'm going to go walk back. If you want to keep talking to him, go ahead, brother. I love you. I love you. I'm going to shake your hand because you haven't been mockers. Can I give you a hug, man? I'm here for you. Email me sometime. I'd love to Bible study with you, go deeper.
It's on the website?
It's on the website. You've got to come out. We'll Bible study with you. We'll help you. We'll encourage you. All for free. We don't want your money. We don't want nothing. This is about money. Your churches are about money. Christ said, freely it was given, freely you should give. I make disciples. I preach the gospel. And I teach them to obey everything God commanded. We'll talk to you some more. Love you. That was awesome. Those two young men came back and found us. And so we gave more truth to them. So that was awesome. Praise God. Thank you, Father. I think they really, really are listening. And that means a lot to me in this corrupt music event.